Hello, world.
Hello,
world. How's everybody out there doing? Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. And what's going on out there, world? I know it's a lot of missing children going on out there right now. It's just quite, actually, it's too many missing kids going on, missing. So we're going to go over today, missing and exploited children, kind of a little dingy we're going to do, and hope we can get some information that'll help the parents to mostly, I just want to encourage people to watch your children, even them going to the ice cream truck or going to the corner market store. You have to keep your eyes on kids because tragedy can strike. Even missing kids is tragedy to a parent because they don't know where their child is. But tragedy can take place within seconds. I know my daughter got murdered within a one whole minute. So it was a road rape incident, and that happened within one whole minute. Two people were killed. So just be vigilant of your child. And today we're going to go over some of the things from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The total of missing kids to date totals 424,000, I believe, something like that. Hold on, let me get my notes straight. Hold on. A lot of notes here, so bear with me. And if you would like to call the show up and have questions or input, you can call in. The call-in number for guests are 515-605-9873. So you can call in again. The call-in number is 515-605-9873. So feel free to give us a call, and maybe you have some input that will help help other people. But 74% of children who are ultimately found dead were killed within the first 3 hours of being abducted. So be very careful. Like I said, you have to watch your kids. That's a lot of kids. They abducting them, murdering them, and raping them, and you might not never see your child again. So we want you to know that you just have to watch your kids. And these states have the highest number of unsolved missing children cases. It's going to be Maryland, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Arizona. Wow, that's where I'm at. Arizona, wow, I didn't know this. Ohio, New York, Virginia, and Texas. So be very careful in these states. I'm going to announce these states again. It's going to be Maryland. That's number 10 on the list. Illinois is number 9. Pennsylvania is number 8. Arizona is number 7. Ohio is number 6, New York is number 5, Virginia is number 4, and Texas is number 3 on the list. And I'm looking up some more items so I can get to 2 and 1. I'm probably going to have to redo this show because I only have 30 minutes on this show today. But again, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 515-605-9873, and welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. And we're going to do the highest and lowest unsolved missing children cases. So as connected as we are today, it's hard to believe that people still go missing without a trace of evidence left behind. And it's hard to believe that there are still so many unsolved cases. And people, we got to realize these cases are unsolved. People still don't know where their kids at, but yet still just letting your child walk along home from school or to the store without anybody walking with them. Maybe you should get up and walk with them, because today, this is perilous times we're living in. And then according to the estimate of about 800,000 children go missing nationwide each year. That's almost a million kids a year that are missing. And if they're not found within the first few hours, I mean, you just might as well give up hope. So let's watch our kids and be more vigilant of them. And in the event of a missing kid, you have to hurry up and make sure you call the police. A lot of people, especially Black people, y'all, we do not want to call the police for nothing. But you have to realize you have to call the police within those 2 hours that your child is missing. After 2 hours, you haven't seen your child, and you know Now, if you know they're over a friend's house or, you know, went to a party or went swimming or, you know, to the gym or to wherever they go, school or basketball game, football game or whatever, with their friends or prom or something like that, then you know where they are. But within 2 hours after these kids are missing, make sure you call law enforcement so they can come in and help you find your child. Because, like I said, after those 2 hours, it's less hope than ever that they'll find your child again. So most children missing are either lost or considered runaways. Do you think your child ran away? A parent would know if your child ran away. If we put our foot down too hard, they'll run away. I think one of my children ran away one time. He got back, they never ran away again because I had to get on with about that. Hey, don't you be running away. We was looking everywhere for my little boy. I mean, it was just like a hectic time. I'm like, where is my baby? Lord, where's my baby? So make sure that you keep an eye on your babies and make sure they walk, no matter where they're walking to. Maybe they even walk into the park. Make sure that they're escorted by a friend or not, just as long as they're not alone. Adult, a niece, a nephew, a cousin, aunt or uncle, grandmother, grandfather, whoever, dad or mom, make sure your kids are always protected from trafficking, because what they're doing, they're selling these kids into slavery and also sexual, probably for pornography or something like that. I saw that 15 black people, well, actually it was 14 black people and one white person was just recently arrested up in Georgia somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I saw it today on Facebook. They were arrested for abducting some kids. And then they even got Uber drivers have been caught. I think they caught about 13 of them abducting children. So don't put your child in no cab alone. Tell them to warn them of those vans or somebody that's driving by slow. And if they slow down too much, tell them to get to screaming and running, especially toward a house, an apartment, a condo, a townhouse. I don't care where they run to, but make sure you insert in their hearts that they have to run when these things happen. You know, there's so many. It was a band that was following me one time. I think they were going to abduct me. I really do. I truly do. And I'm not crazy like that, because what happened was I was over by my mom's house and I was walking to the store. It was late. And the store was kind of far. So, because this other store was closed, it was right there across the street. And it was two stores by her house. So they were closed. So I was going to walk over to Circle K. And Circle K is a good distance. So I took a route with all the lights on it. And then I seen a van. It came by when I turned down like a little darker street. It came by. And then I had a purse, and I put my hand in my purse like I had a gun. So they came back. I said, if you try it, I'm going to get you. I was cussing at them, though. And then they sped off. I was like, wow. I turned around and went right back to my mom's house. I was like, uh-uh. And this is when it really first got noticed that people were missing, mainly babies, but just also I saw on Facebook today, it's a 73-year-old woman missing and a 60-year-old woman missing. And they're in those states I mentioned more prominent than any other place, because that's what they have down. And the statistics are just alarming, how many kids are missing. They have so many kids missing. They totaled 424,000 right here. And then it got 79,000 children with abducted for sex in Texas. Wow. 79,000 children were abducted in Texas. Wow, Texas, y'all better be careful out there. And I thought that maybe Atlanta was probably the worst one, but it looked like it's on the rise nationwide, you all. This is not just a city-to-city event. This is like nationwide, state-to-state. and in every city, really be protective of your kids, because you don't know, you might live in the smallest town in America, but still guard your kids, because people ride through them little small towns too that's perverted, and they're looking for a child, or they just want to abduct somebody's child and sell them. I know one of the ladies that said that got caught said that they did it for the money, her and her husband. They caught her and him sitting up there kidnapping kids, talking about they needed the money. I think, and I just read another article today where someone else, they only got 8 years, and they actually picked up this child and raped him. The child was returned home, but they only gave him 8 years. He deserved life for that. That's going to mess that child up the rest of her little life. That's so sad. And again, if you'd like to call in, you can call in and join the show with me. I got my switchboard open for y'all. I don't see no calls in yet. Let me see. And I got to open it up again. Feel free to call in if you have questions or if you have something that I may have not mentioned, because I'm not perfect. So I may not have mentioned something. I might be missing out on some things. I'm probably going to end up doing another show, because I started getting my notes, but I got so many just scattered. And I really need me a book. I always get books, backpacks away every year. And I'll never keep myself nothing. No backpacks, no books, nothing. No pads. I'll be having no pads. I get a kid. And I never am able to have one myself. So my phone is tripping you all, but I can't get my switchboard back up right now. But next time when I do the show, make sure you call in. My call-in number will be for you, 515-605-9873. And you can go live with me here on Blog Talk Radio's show. Okay, I got it open now. Let me open up the switchboard so I can see when you're calling in. Just give me a second, y'all. I'll be getting my studio so I can see the keyboard. And also leave your comments and make sure that you follow me on Facebook. On Facebook, Virgie Lindsay. Virgie Lindsay. Okay, it's open now. The calling number is 515-605-9873. Add me on my official Facebook page. It's Virgie Lindsay. You have to keep looking, but the official one, I have various ones. My official page, it has having 5,000 friends. So that's the official page. You can add me on the other ones, but I don't want to go there that much. So, okay, we're just talking about missing kids, and somebody's calling in. The calling number is 515-605-9873. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. So, again, I wanted to find a number, but you can always, if you want more information, you can always go to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children website. And they have, like, the pictures of missing children, the name of them, and stuff like that. I'll probably go over, and I wish I could send a picture via my radio show, but that's impossible to do, so you all can see all these missing babies. But on that website, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, you can go there, and you can just view the children in case you run across them or see them somewhere. Some people, I think they kidnap kids because they can't have kids as well. But these kids are kind of big that they're kidnapping now. Well, there was a 3-year-old missing, I believe, on the news yesterday. Here, matter of fact, I'm thinking that it was here. I know I seen it yesterday on the news. I watch the news everywhere, on the phone, on TV. I don't miss the news at all every day. But today we're talking about missing and exploited children. You have to really watch your kids' parents. I can't relay that enough, that you have to watch your kids when they go to the store, when they go play with their friends or whatever. Make sure it's a little group of them so they can all be screaming and hollering. So if you want to call in, again, the call-in number, my switchboard is open for you. It's 515-605-9873. 9873. We want to get rid of these predators. Some of you might know some predators, and just it might be a family member. You know a predator? Report him. If he's a predator, report that joker or that lady, because this lady's involved too with the kidnapping. Like I said, that was a black lady and a black man that they caught down there. And they haven't been sentenced yet. But I know a little girl, she's missing. Her name is Tawny Reed. But you can put her in the Google search and won't even find out that she's missing there. And I think that's terrible. Google should pick up on all this stuff. And the media, especially, we don't never hardly hear of missing kids on the media networks, you know, like the news or the local news like Fox 10, NBC, all of those networks like that. We hardly ever hear of missing children. And that's kind of funny to me. That's like, why are they not networking that missing children are out there? They're missing and exploited and don't nobody know where they're at, and they're not even on the child pictures. Most of the footwork is done by flyers on people on their hand, you know, on their feet, you know, walking the streets, passing out flyers and stuff. And that's not right. We need to do something to get the media involved with the missing children, especially the black missing children, because it seems like to me that's all there are missing. I think I've seen out of those children I've seen yesterday, I think it was one little white boy in there. He looked like he was like 9 or 10 years old. He was missing too. So my prayers are with the families out there. And again, I cannot express it enough to watch your children. Like they say, watch your kids around water. Watch your kids around other people. Don't let them walk around by themselves. Don't let them go nowhere by themselves, you know. And not even in the yard unless you got a gated fence. Put a lock on that mug. Put a lock on it. Because they go above and beyond nowadays. These people are really desperate. I mean, the devil is so busy out there. So we have to protect what belongs to us so we won't be crying the next day like, oh, Lord, why didn't I? Don't be a shoulda, woulda person. Just do some simple steps. Take some simple precautions. And those precautions are don't let that child walk out that yard, out your door, alone by themselves to go to the store, the ice cream truck, down the street to a friend's house. Wherever they're on their way to, make sure they get there safely and make sure, most of all, that they don't get there alone. I can't express that enough. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting the Missing Children on Facebook. They've been at it. We've been at it on there. And I want to thank everybody. Pastor Garland, hey, how you doing? I get a bunch of missing stuff. Shelly Nelson, I believe, Brenda Siders. Y'all been at it. So a whole lot of people been added, but these three have just gone beyond, above and beyond, as they say, you know, to help with finding these missing children. So I really want to thank you all. I'm going to let y'all know on Facebook that I did mention your name on the show. And I'm about to get ready to end my show. How many minutes I got left? I have 10 minutes left. So, okay. Again, welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. If you would like to call in, feel free. My calling number is 515-605-9873. And you all can call in anytime I give a show. Feel free to call in and be a part. You at home when you come to my show. This the Grateful Gift Show is your home. You know, just come home and hang out with me and call in and talk to the people just like I'm talking to them too. Maybe you have something to say that I miss. And I know I'm not the best at this topic. You know, missing children that's been missing and exploited. I'm not great at that topic. Like I said, I only been through that once, and my little boy caught himself running away. And boy, he never did that mess again. And I'm so glad he didn't, because that was just the most worst feeling. If you get something in your gut, it just ails you. So I got Brenda Siders on in the chat room. Hold on. I'm going to ask her to call in. And your calling number is 515-605-9873. Okay, I'm just sending her this. Okay, she got the message already. Okay, anyway, just watch your kids. Even at church, watch your kids. Got some dirty on me in that church sometimes. So you gotta watch, them wherever you go. Wherever you go, watch your kids. And I know a lot of I see this all the time at the store. It sounds silly to me. How's your child gonna be running down every aisle in the store alone? After y'all heard about that man at Walmart that molested that girl, they caught him in Walmart. Molested a girl in broad day, like with a lot of people in the store inside of Walmart. And it wasn't even in the bathroom. It was like on one of the aisles. This happened like about what? I know people heard of it. This happened maybe like 3 to 5 years ago. It wasn't that long ago, but it's enough to make you realize you can't even let you go along down the aisle and sit by themselves. People are, they weird and crazy and perverted. So we have to watch out for every kind of predator and protect our children from them as well. So let me see if she's calling in the show. I did give her the call-in number and stuff. Let me see. I'm gonna give it to her right quick. Because she posted a lot, like I mentioned her name. She's one that posted a lot about missing children. So let me see if she'll call in. And you can call in too. The call-in number is 515-605-9873. And today we're doing a topic on missing and exploited children. And we're going to help people find these kids. Make sure you look at these kids' face when you look at their pictures and get it like a portrait in your mind. Because you know what? Actually, I did see some missing kids. They were over here by me. And I did. It was on the news. It was less than a year ago because I haven't been in this place not even a year yet. But it was on the news. And a little girl and little boy's dad took them. They had the picture of the little girl and the little boy on the news, but they didn't have the picture of the dad. So what I did, I was riding on the trolley. Got in a trolley and I saw this little boy and girl, and I did call the police on that. That's the first time I ever seen an abducted child. And you know, you got to remember their faces, because if you don't, you know, you'd be like, that little girl look like somebody I know. That'd be the little missing girl. That's who it would be. And they're so young and so precious and so innocent. We have to protect our children. That's our seed, you all. That's all we got. Those are our future. And they're just killing our future. So, okay, she says she won't be able to call in, but that's fine. We're almost about to close out the show. Anyway, I have 5 more minutes. And again, if you would like to call in, the call in number is 515-605-9873. And welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. I've been doing this show for some years. I've been backing off of it, and then I'll do it again. I'll back off of it, and then I'll do it again. Because I'm trying to do so much health-wise, I have to have a hiatal hernia repair redo. So I've been in and out the hospital with that pain a lot. So we're getting down to the surgery. I'm trying to make an appointment now to see the surgeon, and then they'll set up an appointment for the surgery, because the surgeon has actually been my doctor the last 2 times that I was in the hospital this month. There was so much pain, that hernia mess stuff is a mess. So if you're dealing with that, they also, it's a lot of people, a lot of attorneys are suing the hernia mesh companies for the message and stuff, and for the pain and suffering we go through. I'm telling you, I've been in and out, in and out, in and out. And everybody knows on here, I've been posting when I'm in the hospital and when I'm out the hospital. I post and let everybody know, hey, I'm in the hospital, so y'all can know where I'm at. You can't be in the hospital and not say nothing to nobody because of your pride. You better kick your pride to the side so everybody can know where you at, that part. So, all right, anyway, y'all, got like just a few more minutes left for the show. And next time, make sure you join me here on the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. I'll be happy to have you on. If you want to be interviewed, you can kick me out of a little inbox me at Facebook, Virgie Lindsay, and then I have dot Virgie Lindsay. Then just Virgie Lindsay, but my main official page, you all, is it has almost 5,000 friends. I'm like four people being short of 5,000 friends, so add me there. And it's been great sitting here chatting with you about missing and exploited children today. I hope I got some parents to, I hope I rattled them a little bit so they can watch their kids. Like I said, like they said, watch your kids around water. You have to watch your kids when you let them out that door. Even the first few seconds are so crucial when they're by themselves. So if they're going outside to play with their friends, go out there and make, maybe you want to make sure, it would be a good idea to make sure that the friends are out there first of all. No, so they won't take off somewhere, or to make sure that they get where they're going safe. You know, if you have a car, maybe you want to drive them down to, if they want to go to the park or a game or something, maybe you want to drive them down there and pick them up. I know a lot of people drive their kids to school now, and it's just so relevant to do it. And it's a shame we have to, do all of that stuff, you know, go revert to taking our kids to school when they used to walk to school and have fun and used to be safe. But that's just not the matter anymore, folks. So please beware and please listen to the show. And I hope that the tips I gave you helped. I hope the statistics kind of shook you up so you can know that, hey, this is real. I'm telling you, it's realer than real. It's so real. Oh, so real. You know, and I hate to be the one that always come up with the bad part of stuff, but God just asked me to do that, you know, to help people out. Because a lot of people don't even know how to parent kids. I know when I was a young parent, I didn't have my mother then by me. I don't know what I would have did. You know, like I said, in the U.S. now, they have 424,000 missing. And there's so much more information. 79,000 child sex trafficking in Texas. So let me see if I have a few minutes. No, I don't have a minute. I was going to go over that statistics with you again, but I don't have the statistics up unless I can find it real quick. Let me see. I got 1 minute left. Well, let me go ahead and end the show because I know I'm not going to be able to do it, but please join me tomorrow, the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. Have a blessed night. And next time, call in the show and share your advice. Share your love. We love having you. Have a good night. Bye.